Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In less than 2 weeks, he went from frugally sleeping under the covers on a teammate's couch to the cover of Sports Illustrated. And the three letters of his last name have become everyone's favorite word game.
It's inexplicable.
Linsanity. My symptoms? Linsomnia. And lintestinal blockage.
Winning has become winning. Headline writers are finding it thrilling and citing divine intervention. Jeremy Lin, cut by two teams, came off the bench and made the hapless New York Knicks winners. Now Linsanity is inspiring songs. And to top it off, Lin comes across as a really nice guy, a team player.
Can you believe this is happening to you?
No.
That's a CNN report on Jeremy Lin and his sudden rise to stardom with the New York Knicks. Sports talk, including the NBA action number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown. Joe, welcome in. Doug Steffen here, counting them down for the week ending Friday, February the 17th. We'll be reviewing for the next hour all of the top 10 hits in talk radio this week, as determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. They monitor talk radio programs and hosts all across the country every week to determine this list. So the NBA at number 10 once again. At number 9, the Grammy Awards. In discussion about the awards, talk host Elton Jim and Gary Meyer talked about feeling out of touch during last week's Grammy Awards program.
I felt so out of touch during some moments of that show. I didn't know any of the nominees.
Just during that show? Spread it out a little bit. Examine your life. You are pretty much living in the out-of-touch world.
No, being a music guy.
Almost all day.
As I would consider
myself. A music guy.
I would consider myself.
Well, that's what our parents said when the British invasion happened. They said the same thing. And I hear you talk, and I think, geez, how old are you?
I know, but no,
I know, every generation's got their artists, and we're not part of some of that rap culture, I understand.
And they're not even, but they're not playing to me. I mean, when Chris Brown is doing that thing, he's playing to it. Yeah, so why should I get in on his party?
Well, who's inviting you?
Well, no, but
no,
I'm just
really,
saying.
Why does that bother you?
No, but a lot of times people say, well, I really should try to listen to the newer music and get in. It's like, you know, they don't really want you around.
Okay, that's fine, because you're not going to go clubbing and
get
into all that. They don't need you.
I'm happy with my
just like some people were sitting there, they didn't know who Paul McCartney was, Glenn Campbell, the Beach Boys. That's long out of their purview. Their radar doesn't pick up on that, and that's the way it is.
You were so right about those two women that were texting, though, during the
Grammy. Yeah, Glenn Campbell was doing probably his last performance on stage on a TV venue, and the camera pulls back, and there are two women. Everybody else is standing up, two women texting, tweeting, whatever they were doing, but they looked too young to even know who Glenn Campbell was. They weren't going to give him anything. That's the way it is. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, I mean, when you were younger and Perry Como came on, what did you care, right?
Yeah, if I could have texted, I would have, but I didn't have anything called a cell phone back then. Mitch, you're up, sir.
Hi, Gary.
Hey.
And I wanted to say, I really thought that the older acts were the best. I mean, especially to see Paul. I guess I just did McCartney because I just thought the ending was fantastic.
Well, it sounds like you grew up with that.
Well, I did.
Yeah, so you're going to embrace
that. Steven and Springsteen and Walsh and all that. But still, I mean, I would much rather watch an old McCartney even doing Valentine as opposed to Katy Perry.
Well, I have to say, I thought that Valentine song was more suited for what's his name with the
Tony Bennett
with the toupee guy.
I thought the same thing too. But anyway, the reason I called was I was wondering, do you guys know if any of the performances are pre-recorded? Because there were a couple. It just drove me nuts as I was watching the vocalists, and I'm thinking, you know, they're moving. You know, the vocals are coming out clear as the bell, but these people aren't anywhere near the microphone.
I would imagine it's possible, but I think the Grammys of all the shows really want live performances. But
well,
who knows for a fact?
I was watching Foster the People, and when they were doing the
Beach
Boys thing,
yeah.
And also, I was watching Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift was really the one who drove me nuts because I'm hearing her voice, but then her head is, you know, she's pulling her head away from the mic. And instead of, you know, the voice maybe kind of dying out a little bit, it was clear as a bell. Plus, she's doing the rock chords on the banjo,
mm-hmm.
where somebody's just picking away. And I'm looking in the background to look for a banjo player, and I don't see one.
I don't know how much of it is smoke and mirrors. Nobody knows except the people involved.
Coming up, a rumor about the next head of the World Bank, plus rising gas prices, and a deal on the payroll tax cut extension. All next on the Countdown.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard.
With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergency. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency. Feel the good.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This was the Gulf's best tourism season in years.
All because so many people came to Louisiana.
They came to see us in Florida.
Make that Alabama.
Make that Mississippi.
Hi, this is Karen Slott from Biloxi, Mississippi.
This is Ron Hardy from Panama City, Florida.
Hey, this is Cheryl Zisler in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
This is Bill Kearney from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The best part of the Gulf is wherever you choose. And now's a great time to discover it.
This is a cordial invitation to visit the Gulf Coast this winter.
Brought to you by BP and all of us. Call the Gulf home.
The weekly talk radio countdown review, number 8 on the countdown, and the rumor that Hillary Clinton may be named to head the World Bank. Talk host Don Wade in Roma with CNBC's Larry Kudlow about whether Hillary Clinton would be a good fit for the World Bank.
Why should our listeners care about the World Bank?
Well, they probably shouldn't. it's a very prestigious position. It gives out a lot of money. It makes a lot of loans. It makes a lot of soft loans at big discounts. It's not probably as profligate as it used to be. They've gotten their books in order. A lot of people don't even know why we have a World Bank now.
Right.
It's free market capitalism.
Ron Paul wouldn't know why.
That's correct.
And Hillary Clinton?
Would she be a good fit?
I'm sure she would be fine. Okay, I'm sure she would be fine.
You don't care about the World Bank.
I just can't lose any sleep over the World Bank.
Okay.
All right.
The guy in there, Robert Zoellick, was a very smart man who made some important internal reforms so that these giveaways, you know, the World Bank used to give all this money away to third world governments that would, you know, basically pocket the money themselves. That was the problem with the World Bank. I think most of those abusive practices have been reformed, but I think the World Bank does a lot of things that you and I wouldn't really want them to do. I think Zoellick's a really smart guy. I'm going to miss Zoellick. I've known him for many years. He's a really good free market thinker.
Well, that's too bad. Okay.
That's another loss on the world stage. So let Hillary have the world. It's always been a plum. But remember, Robert McNamara got it after he bungled the Vietnam War. I've never forgotten that.
What was that, like a bone?
It was a bone. And that's what a lot of these appointments are for people of loyal service. And McNamara, who then suffered this intense guilt, right, because he was one of the architects of the Vietnam War, which didn't wind up so good. And then he wound up throwing money at everything as president of the World Bank. I mean everything, because he went on this massive guilt trip. And by the way, the U.S. taxpayer does have some considerable money inside the World Bank capital account. So now it is in part our money.
Up to number 7 on the countdown, what you're paying for gasoline. Here's host Ray Dunaway talking to analyst Michael Fox about the possibility that gas prices some places in our country will hit $5 a gallon this summer.
Seems like every time we get together, we're not talking about how gas prices are going down, but they're going up. And I heard somebody speculating on the air this morning during our news that we could be looking at $4.50, $4.75 by June.
Yeah, unfortunately, that seems to be the pattern that we're in right now. No logical sense for it to be going this way. But just since February 1st, we're up almost 8 cents a gallon, and the future doesn't look good. It looks like it's going to continue to climb.
Michael, and part of this, and you and I have talked about this before, and I do want to get into the tax aspect of this, and then Len Susio wants to cap the gross receipts tax, which, you know, okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Isn't part also there's a conversion that goes on this time of year where you get these summer blends as opposed to the winter blends of gasoline? Does that create problems?
It usually creates inventory problems because you have to have that changeover of inventory. Here, we're seeing a situation, Ray, where the demand destruction is so great. Our demand is off 4 or 5%
wow.
in the state of Connecticut, when nationally it's only 2 or 3%. But just year to date, we're off, demand is down 6.8%. Then you have the increase in inventory and the efficiencies that we have. And we have increases in inventories of both crude oil and gasoline. That's very unusual at this time of year. So when you look at the demand fundamentals, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did somebody repeal the law of supply and demand?
Well, yes. In essence, we have these speculators that are in the market. You and I have talked about that before. And that is really what's driving this market. Geopolitical problems, the Iran-Israel situation, Iraq-Israel, politics, European markets. It's all speculation on what could possibly happen. And we see this roller coaster ride.
Number 6 on the countdown, the payroll tax cut extension deal. Host Ray Appleton talking to Jake Sherman from Politico.com about Congress finally reaching a compromise on this deal.
How is this deal affected? How did it come together? I understand it's bipartisan, it's bicameral. What came together?
About 3 months ago, the House and Senate extended the payroll tax cut, unemployment insurance, and this Medicare reimbursement rate for 2 months, and decided they would form a bipartisan bicameral committee to get the deal together. So they spent the last month not making a ton of progress. Over the last couple days, Republicans have peeled back their insistence that the payroll tax cut, the kind of main central issue here, they said they didn't need to pay for that. They didn't need to offset it with spending cuts. From there, it got relatively easy. There were a few bumps in the road, a few fits and starts, but last night, around midnight East Coast time, they came to an agreement, and it's going to be voted on, we think, in the next day or two.
It's still going to cost us a little bit. That $100 billion cost of the payroll tax cuts can be added to the budget deficit, correct?
That's right. And Republicans generally have believed that they don't need to pay for tax cuts. But they switched their position, and now they believe once again that they don't need to pay for tax cuts. So it's been a wild ride with the pay-fors for the tax cuts.
So they have acquiesced.
They have.
As we say.
As the pressure tends to do.
How long is this going to last this time around?
This is extended until the end of the year for 10 months, and at the end of the year, a number of provisions expire, including the Bush tax cuts, the rates for all taxpayers. So this is going to be we're going to reprise this whole kind of fight at the end of the year in December after the presidential election, after congressional elections.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Gotten it off the table for a little bit, but not too long.
Up next, let's pay some attention to the president's proposed budget and whether or not it's DOA. As the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number 5 on the countdown, the president's budget proposal. Talk host Terry Miners with Congressman Jim Yarmuth of Kentucky about the details of all the budget info.
Naturally, when the president released his budget this week, a lot of people said, another $1 trillion. And then, naturally, that's the fire that came from the Republican side. Mm-hmm. And your reply to for asking for more to borrow more money this year is what, Congressman?
Well, we're still in a situation in which our tax revenues are way down, and we have committed expenditures that programs that people widely support. I mean, we in order to reduce the deficit at this point with this level of taxation, we have to make additional dramatic cuts in things like Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and programs that really are the lifeline for millions and millions of Americans and a lot of middle class Americans. So there was never any suggestion that we could seriously cut the deficit for this year. As a matter of fact, even the Republican budget that they passed last year increased the national debt by $6 trillion over the following 10 years. So the key thing is what we do to set in motion a change in the direction we're going. And what the president's budget does, it accomplishes almost $5 trillion worth of deficit reduction over the next 10 years, combination of about two-thirds spending cuts, a third additional revenue that's raising taxes on people making over $250,000 a year and eliminating some of the tax loopholes. And what we do is we take the deficit as a percentage of the entire economy from almost 6% where it is now to under 3% where most economists believe is the sustainable level. So it's a very dramatic change in direction, and while again, it doesn't make a huge impact in this additional year because we've got things are in the pipeline. You can't just basically make a stop right now, and you don't want to do it when we've got an economic recovery that is still fragile. Because you take another $1 trillion out of the economy this year, for instance, and you set us back in the wrong direction in terms of our recovery.
So from number 5, we move to number 4. The countdown. Focusing on Syria, in a talk radio interview, Jim Carafano from Heritage Foundation talked about why he thinks things in Syria are going to get much worse before they get any better.
You know, Syria's got this massively huge army. And the last time there was an uprising, they killed 10,000 people, to call it. So they don't have a problem killing people. That's not the problem. Here's the problem that they have is most of the army they really can't trust. There's only two units that they can really rely on. One's their Republican Guards. The other is called the 4th Armored Brigade. Now, as violence and resistance pops up all over the country, they increasingly have to deploy these units to deal with them. So that units are getting very, very stretched, very, very thin. So increasingly, they're being strained. And Syria has had to rely more on its sponsor, Iran. So we've seen signs of the Quds Force, which is part of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, coming in to help these guys out. Well, that actually further discredits the regime, because essentially they're bringing in foreigners to attack their own people. So this regime's never been more on the edge than it is now, and there's every prospect it's going to get worse. There, I think, for the first time in the decades-long reign of that family, there's a prospect that this government might fall. So the question is, what replaces it? And Syria looks like most of the places in the Middle East. There's nothing below the safety net. And there's a lot of groups, everything from socialists to communists to Islamists, and they'll all be vying for power.
Syria, that's the fourth most talked-about topic this week on the Countdown. Let's recap, going back to number 10, the NBA, Jeremy Lin, and sports talk radio in general. Number 9, the Grammy Awards. Number 8, Hillary Clinton becomes president of the World Bank, maybe. Number 7, the price you're paying for gasoline. Number 6, the extension of the payroll tax cuts. Number 5, the president's budget plan. Number 4, what's going on in Syria. So that leaves us, numbers 3, 2, and 1. They're coming up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show Weekly Review.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Grainger, the best resource for all your industrial supply needs, offers a service called KeepStock, which helps businesses manage inventory, making it much easier to know what you have and quickly order what you need. They can help you put a method to the madness of tracking, organizing, and ordering any size inventory, turning even the most intimidating storage space into an easy-to-maintain supply paradise. To find out more, visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour of our countdown, the hot hits for the week ending Friday, February the 17th. Number three on the countdown, tension between Iran and Israel. Here's host Joe Galuski talking to national security expert KT McFarland about Iran's nuclear announcement, which came earlier this past week.
Yes, it probably wasn't the reaction, KT, that Tehran was hoping for about this announcement to develop the advanced nuclear centrifuge. It's got a pretty much a yawn from the international community. Am I wrong about that?
Well, here's the thing. Iran has a to-do list to get nuclear weapons, and they're working down the list. And so they think it's a really big deal when they make another check off the list. But the world is kind of, you know, it's a slow creep. I mean, one way that I've described it, it's like boiling a frog. If you put a frog in water, the frog's happy as could be, splashing around, and then slowly you turn up the heat, and eventually the frog sort of realizes, uh-oh, I'm about to be cooked, but it's too late. He's too sluggish. He can't get out. And that's sort of what's happening with Iran. They're slowly but surely working their way towards nuclear weapons, and even the Secretary of Defense has said that they'll have nuclear weapons in a year or less. So we're going to be faced with some really tough choices, I mean, now, and as will Israel. Do you bomb Iran? Do you let Iran get the bomb, or is there some third alternative?
They have been, Iran has been hyping, it's my understanding, third-generation centrifuges for years, but any proof of actual progress in that area?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they are working their way on the to-do list. Now, there are things that have happened to slow that down, and in fact, I've made the argument that we're already in a kind of shadow war with Iran. We, the United States, we, Israel versus Iran. That we're their sabotage of their nuclear enrichment program, their assassinations. They sent assassination squads to Washington to try to kill diplomats. They've killed Israeli diplomats in other countries. Somebody's been killing Iranian scientists in Iran. So we're already in the early stages of conflict. Now, hopefully it doesn't heat up to a hot war, but we're already in a covert war.
The nuclear program, isn't it popular in Iran? I mean, Ahmadinejad, his popularity isn't what it used to be. Is he trying to maybe score points with the electorate, trying to fend off some pressure from some rival political factions? Because I think next month is parliamentary elections, right?
In March, yeah. They have parliamentary elections in March. And, yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, Iran, as Iran gets closer and closer to getting nuclear weapons, that's a real source of pride, not just to the Iranians that you see jumping up and down saying we want to destroy Israel, but to most Iranians, regardless, even the reformers who were out in the streets in 2009 protesting, none of them were talking about getting rid of Iran's nuclear program. But the interesting thing is General Michael Hayden, the former head of the CIA, he said, you know, it's not really this Iran, it's not Iran getting nuclear weapons that really frightens us. We've lived with nuclear weapon states. In fact, Eisenhower and Kennedy administrations were working with Iran to develop nuclear energy. It's this Iran getting nuclear weapons, this Iran, where the mullahs are threatening to expand from the Mediterranean to the Persian Gulf, where these mullahs want to control and potentially shut down world oil. And these mullahs are talking about Israel being a one nuclear weapon country and America a couple nuclear weapons beyond that.
Host Tommy Tucker now on the countdown, talking to analyst Jeff McCausland about the likelihood that Israel will attack Iran before they complete the nuclear weapons program they're involved in.
And Ahmadinejad and rulers of Iran, they're the little country that wants a lot of attention, little in terms of geopolitical influence, that wants a lot of attention drawn toward them. They want to be a major player in the world. So would this guy follow through on his plans to use that bomb against Israel? Is he bluffing? Can we take that chance or not?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, you never discount the suicidal actor, but, you know, there's also a line of argument that says that Ahmadinejad, in terms of being even an effective leader in Iran, is becoming increasingly marginalized, and that the Ayatollah and the other religious leaders are really in charge, and they're not very happy with him because of his inability to make the economy work any better. And, of course, the Iranians are now in very, very difficult economic circumstances. The rial has plunged to like thousands and thousands of rials against the dollar due to economic sanctions. I think to some degree, how much is hard, it's not impossible to calculate. The Iranians want to move in this direction as a matter of a deterrent strategy. They know full well if they acquire a weapon that the likelihood of the United States attacking them or Israel attacking them is a lot less. This is the same reason, in many ways, I would argue the North Koreans have acquired these weapons, not because they plan to use them against us, but they know full well that that possession of that weapons gives them a greater insurance that we won't attack them.
So if you're the commander in charge, or I'm going to make you the president, I'm going to make you the commander in chief, what would your strategy be at this point, Jeff?
I think for the meanwhile, of course, the president has a greater access to where exactly we believe the Iranians are going. Hopefully he has a better eye on that one. But I think right now, at least, we've got these new economic sanctions that have gone into place just now in December. We can see already the enormous bite that's taken on the Iranians. We have ships sitting offshore in Iran right now that will not unload simply because the Iranians cannot pay for the cargo. We have refineries full of oil in Iran that are not going out because no one will buy the oil. But this has only been going into effect now for about 6 weeks or so. I think pursuing the current strategy of seeing how this is going to move forward is the best way to go.
We're up to number two now, the death of Whitney Houston. That's going to be next in the item review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Cohen, 2nd Infantry Division.
Well, the first time I saw somebody killed, it was a hell of a shock. As you know,
I've never seen anything like this before. In the movies, you know, you eat your candy bar and popcorn and you go home, you know. But that is, you know, there was no John Wayne. There's no band or music playing. That's all you hear is explosions and bullets flying over your head and grenades going off. So you're confused. But somewhere down the line, it's a training that takes in self-preservation. You know, you're not going to run back. There's no way, because they'll shoot you in the back. So there's only one way to go forward. Do your best.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
TRC, the Talk Radio Countdown, number 2, the death of Whitney Houston and all the coverage, news media all over the place. Here's Matt Lauer talking to Bill O'Reilly about O'Reilly's thoughts that Houston wanted to kill herself.
This is what you said on the show. Whitney Houston wanted to kill herself. Nobody takes drugs for that long if they want to stay on the planet. The hard truth is that some people will always want to destroy themselves, and there's nothing society can do about it.
That's right.
You know that this has generated some controversy because people say, wait, addiction is a disease.
Right.
And if you are suffering from a disease, yeah, then you can't make the choice. You have no choice.
Well, then they don't believe in free will, and I don't believe that anyone is a slave to addiction. I believe it is a disease. It's a mental disease, all right? But you have free will, and you can get through the disease, as millions of people have chosen to do. It's a lot of free will. You don't have free will when you get lung cancer. You do have free will when you're a crack addict. But it's very difficult. My point is that there are self-destructive people, and that society does not grapple with them. We the media, looked the other way on Whitney Houston. Everyone knew she was a drug addict for 2 decades.
And you said this. You wrote this in your column. The media has no bleeping clue how to cover the death of Whitney Houston. That's because she was slowly dying for years, and many in the press simply averted their eyes.
We looked away.
Bill, I have seen dozens of stories over the years.
But they were sensationalized.
Detailing the addiction, the erratic behavior, the denial of addiction on the part of Whitney Houston.
They were sensationalized to exploit the woman's condition, not try to help her. When's the last time you ever saw, you've seen a public service announcement from a famous person, a singer, an actor, to say to the American public, you know, you don't want to be like Whitney Houston. Don't be like Elvis. Don't be like Janis Joplin. When was the last time you saw that? They don't exist. You know what we in the media do, Lauer? We wink-wink it. We Snoop Dogg it. We Willie Nelson it. Hey, oh yeah, they're stoned. That's fine. And what message does that send? It's okay.
I think it's apples and oranges that you're comparing. I think on the one hand, the media did detail her troubles and did highlight it.
But
at the same time, I would agree that they also celebrated her talent and her stardom.
Name me one media commentator outside of myself who said, hey, Whitney, you better knock it off or you're going to be in the ground.
But maybe
give me one.
Listen, maybe people don't come out and say it like you do because that's the style of your show. But by covering her behavior and detailing her actions over the years, in a way, that is shining a very bright light on it.
If everybody in the show business community had said to Whitney Houston, hey, you're going to kill yourself.
But that's different than journalists saying, Bill, are journalists supposed to be in the position of conducting interventions?
They're supposed to be in the business of telling the truth. And the truth is, if you get into hard drugs, you can go any time.
And by
and
showing
that message
her behavior over the years, didn't we shine the light on
that? No, because it wasn't put in any kind of a judgmental capacity at all. It was like a
sideshow.
You think
she was cast in a positive light over these last 15 years?
It wasn't positive. It was, oh, look get this. Now she goes to rehab. And it wasn't, hey, Whitney, knock it off. It wasn't. It's never been that, ever.
Let's move on a little, because you and I could argue for hours. But,
of course, and I'd always be right, no matter how long
and
it was.
I know you would always think you're right. The subject of the flags flying at half-staff in New Jersey on Saturday, the day she's laid to rest, Governor Christie has called for that. Is that the right idea?
Yes. I think we should respect the life and talent of Whitney Houston. I said a prayer when I heard she died. This isn't a personal thing. This is a preventive thing. And I want society and the media to tell the truth about drug and alcohol addiction. It's hell. It's a horror. Let's stop exploiting it and start explaining it.
Talk host Chris DeGaulle with callers about New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's decision to fly the state flag at half staff for Whitney Houston's funeral.
Governor Chris Christie plans to sign an executive order requesting flags on public buildings in New Jersey fly at half staff Saturday for her funeral. Do I have to? I know I'm going to be pounced on. What, you jerk? How can you? What's your exception with that? What are you alluding to here, Stigall? Don't make me say it. Every now and again, I like to play Let the Listener Be the Heavy. You do it. Governor Chris Christie plans to sign an executive order today requesting flags on public buildings in New Jersey be flown at half staff Saturday in honor of Whitney Houston. The entire state of New Jersey's flags will be ordered to half staff on Saturday for Whitney Houston's funeral. Let's go to Ann.
It's totally outrageous. Half-mast flags should be flown only for military or public servants. She was just a singer.
Let's go to Steve.
I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, the government has a lot more things to worry about than dead crackheads. It's unbelievable. I mean, we should go about doing the governing of, you know, the people, not about drug addicts that kill themselves accidentally or on purpose in their bathrooms in California.
Steve, thank you. Not comfortable with that at all. See, I can then feign shock and horror at your comments. That's how this works. That way, when people send the hate letters, I can just say, look, the listeners are out of hand. They're out of control. There's nothing I can do. I just open the phones. What am I supposed to do, censor comments here? Let's go to John.
Pennsylvania recently just did the same thing for Coach Paterno. I don't know what the difference would be between him and between Whitney Houston. They both have had a high-profile career. Joe's different. He's done a lot for students and athletes and to...
Did Corbett order all flags at half staff for Paterno in the state? Did he? I don't remember that. I know...
Yep. They were at half staff in the state for...
Yeah, but I don't remember Corbett ordering them at half staff. I could be wrong on that. But even so, John says, look, Paterno, Houston, notable people, good people, decent people. Fly that flag at half mast.
Talk host Jimmy Barrett with Dr. Michael Weaver about the prescription drugs that Whitney Houston was using and how they mix with alcohol, which many report the singer was drinking a lot last week.
What kind of reaction does Xanax have when you combine it with alcohol?
Well, you can think of Xanax and other kinds of things like Nerf pills, sleeping pills, downers. Something like Xanax would be equivalent to having a couple of beers. So it's adding on to what you're already doing and not in a good way, necessarily.
Okay. In other words, it's a depressant.
Correct.
As is alcohol.
Yes, that's right. They are very similar.
So it would be very easy to see how if somebody took too much of that stuff, they could just kind of drift off to sleep.
Yes, or even worse, it can slow down your breathing rates, and it can starve the brain of oxygen and lead to worse damage or even death.
Have we become, in your estimation, Dr. Weaver, a society of self-medicators? Do we have just it just seems like we do, a huge amount of people who self-medicate?
I think it's an easy temptation to fall into. There's a lot of images that we see that say, you know, take a pill and feel better. Advertisers want you to get the idea that taking their particular pill will change your life, but that's not always the case.
When it comes to prescribing things like Xanax or other prescription medications to somebody who has a history of drug abuse, clearly Whitney Houston, a very well-known person. I don't think there would be a whole lot of people, especially in the medical profession in this country, who would be a physician to her, who wouldn't be aware of her past history when it comes to drug abuse. How much do doctors take a look at the history of a patient they have when they're writing out prescriptions for this stuff?
Well, as a doctor, it's always good to ask about those things. So if you're a patient, don't be embarrassed and don't be surprised to be asked about those sorts of things, how much alcohol you drink, how you take your prescription medications, if you're taking them in ways other than is prescribed, or if you're using illegal drugs, because that's a way to get a good health history to try to reduce risks of harm and problems that are unexpected.
Okay, that leaves us with number one on the countdown, the contenders for the GOP presidential slots, up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So, as promised, number one on the countdown, more yak about the race. Here's host John Zach with Susan Rose talking to political analyst Sarah Dutton about Rick Santorum moving into first place.
Well, we know Santorum's in the lead ahead of Mitt Romney. What else do the numbers show?
Well, he's getting support from conservatives, Tea Party supporters, and evangelical voters. And this is the group of voters that we've seen really swing from one candidate to another over the course of the past 6 months. They've backed Herman Cain, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich, and now it's Rick Santorum's turn. And they back him by a large percentage, 38% back Rick Santorum. That's up from just in January. This is among conservatives, up 14 points. Tea Partiers up 18 points since January. Evangelicals up 16 points since January. So we really see evidence of a real swing among these voters towards Rick Santorum at Newt Gingrich's expense, because he's dropped among each of those three groups of voters by double digits as well.
Sarah, is this poll more evidence that Mitt Romney just can't seem to seal the deal with conservative voters?
It does seem that way. Now, you know, while other candidates have surged and fallen in the polls over the last 6 months, Mitt Romney's support has stayed relatively steady at about a quarter of Republican primary voters. And while he hasn't dropped, he hasn't been able to enlarge his share of support either. And I think that's a problem for him. He does better with moderates, non-Tea Party supporters. That's been the case all along. And his numbers just don't seem to budge. He can't seem to expand the group of voters that are supporting him.
Anything in the poll that might point to why it's taken Republicans so long to warm up to Santorum? I know you mentioned that they've followed other candidates up until now, but does it say what they're looking for in a candidate?
Well, it does. And at this point, especially with Santorum Surge, it looks like they're looking for characters and value, and those are strong points for Santorum. He wins as the candidate who best represents their values. On the other hand, there's the issue of electability. That's always been Mitt Romney's strong point, and it continues to be his strong point. 55% say he's the most able of the candidates to beat Obama in November. And that electability is an important reason why some of these voters have continued to support Mitt Romney.
Here are hosts Jane Foy and Rick Daniels with political analyst Dottie Lynch about Mitt Romney's reaction to the polls, which show Santorum is out in front a bit.
It seems that Mitt Romney is playing kind of tough guy. Does he think that's going to impress the Michigan voters?
Well, I guess so. I think that's what he needs to do. That primary is on the 28th of February, and some polls showing that Rick Santorum is even ahead of him in some. And that's a must-win state for Michigan. It's his home state, or one of his big home states, and one that he won the last time.
Is he focusing completely on Michigan now? Because I know there are a couple coming up on the 28th.
Well, Arizona is also on the 28th. He's expected to do well there. That's a winner-take-all state, and it's unclear how much the other candidates are going to participate because it is winner-take-all, and Romney has a big lead. So it looks right now that Michigan is where the next important race is, and that's one that's proportional representation as well.
Heard something this morning about, Rick Santorum is about to unveil some new ad that's going to be kind of controversial.
That's one where he has a villainous Mitt Romney in there, and he's talking about Romney's attack ads and so on. So that is kind of the first one that Santorum's done that's kind of that kind of high profile. He's done some negative on Romney, but mainly he's stuck to the kind of normal attacks. This one has got Romney, I think, as some kind of a villain.
Now, Romney was kind of public yesterday. You saw him a lot around and about on everything. Rick Santorum, not really. I'm not hearing a whole lot from him. Is he actively campaigning in Michigan now?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's doing some fundraising as well, which is one of those things that's necessary for all the candidates, even Romney, but especially for Santorum and Gingrich right now, because after Michigan and Arizona, there's 10 states of Super Tuesday, so he needs to get some money. And it's just, you know, kind of a slow week in terms of a lot of national attention. There's another debate, but not until the 22nd of February. So this week is kind of a combination of regrouping, fundraising, and then starting to get that advertising put in place for Michigan and Super Tuesday.
Let's talk about topic this week, the GOP contenders. Recapping at number 10, the NBA, Jeremy Lin, and Sports Talk Radio. At number 9, the Grammy Awards ceremony last Sunday night. Number 8, Hillary Clinton may become the president of the World Bank. Number 7, what you're paying for gasoline. Number 6, the payroll tax cut extension. President's budget is number 5. What's going on in Syria is number 4. What's happening in Iran is number 3. Whitney Houston's death is number 2. And who's on top in the presidential race? That's it for this week's Talk Radio Countdown List.